CRTV's afternoon edition with Patience Wingo. First, the main point. There is outrage in Bamenda following the brutal killing of Councillor Joko Frieda. Municipal authorities of Bamenda too vow justice. Voter turnout across the country is lagging as election officials observe low participation in Elecam biometric data verification ahead of deadline. In sports, the head coach of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon, Mark Brees, will in the coming days publish a list of players to face Namibia and Zimbabwe in the last two games in Group J of the 2025 AFCON qualifiers. First, the news bulletin with Winston Lepga.
Elections Cameroon is implementing various strategies geared towards raising awareness about the importance of consulting the provisional electoral list. Recent statistics from Elecam indicate that many registered voters have not yet verified their details on the provisional electoral registers, with only 2 weeks remaining for the check-in process, which is crucial for the integrity and transparency of Cameroon's electoral system. Members and supporters of the CPDM are being mobilized ahead of President Paul Biya's 42nd anniversary as head of state on November the 6th. The Secretary General of the party, Jean Kouete, has issued a circular to that effect in which he acknowledges the strides made by the Biya administration towards providing basic amenities and infrastructures as well as the consolidation of peace and national unity. Over 300 young Cameroonians drawn from the country's 10 regions will be competing for the sponsorship of their projects in an international technology summit to take place in Yaoundé for the next 3 days. The event has been launched by the Post and Telecommunications Minister, Minet Libom Lilikeng, on behalf of the Prime Minister, Joseph John Goute. The theme is technology, innovation, entrepreneurship, and sustainability as tools for economic growth. A woman identified as Manuela has collapsed and died on her wedding day after exchanging vows with her spouse in front of family members, friends, and well-wishers in the ceremony that took place in a hotel in Douala at the weekend. Abroad, a prominent Kenyan human rights activist, Boniface Mwangi, who was being detained by police on suspicion of inciting violence, has been released without charge. His wife says, on Sunday, six masked individuals forcibly took him from his home. His detention came after
save lives. CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Thank you for joining us. The senior divisional officer for Mezam Division in the Northwest Region has condemned the barbaric killing of Mrs. Njoko Frieda, a council worker in the Bamenda 2 municipality. Simon Emil Moore, who has issued a release following the demise of the second deputy mayor of the Bamenda 2 council, has assured all measures have been taken to trace the perpetrators and let justice follow its course. Veronica Aji has more from Bamenda.
In the early hours of October 28, 2024, the lifeless body of Mrs. Joko Frieda, second deputy mayor of the Bamenda 2 Council, was found in a pool of her own blood in the Chobo neighborhood, Mankon, Bamenda 2 subdivision. Going by release from the senior divisional officer for Mezam, the retired treasury staff who rose to prominence within the ranks of the Cameroon People's Democratic Movement, CPDM, in 2020, was whisked off by armed men on October 26, 2024, in her residence at Savannah Street. A murder confirmed by Simon Emil Moore, SDO for Mezam, who was equally reassured that clear instructions have been given to competent state services to bring to book the perpetrators of this act, urging the population of the Northwest region to remain vigilant and actively collaborate with the administration to prevent the occurrence of such killings. Veronica Aji, CRTV News, Bamenda.
The turnout of potential voters at various Elecam branches across the country to verify their biological and biometric data on the provisional electoral list is reported to be low just 2 weeks before the end of the consultation process. Elecam officials are actively educating potential voters about the importance of this process, emphasizing its role in ensuring accountability and promoting democracy in Cameroon. Colette Jani reports.
8 days after the publication of the provisional electoral list in Cameroon, some political parties and potential voters have been visiting the different Elecam branches to check irregularities and verify if their biological and biometrics data are correct.
Joseph Manauda, regional delegate of Elecam for the Far North. Provisional electoral lists are posted up in the various 47 council branches offices in our regions. Since the October 28th, everybody, a potential elector or political party, can consult the posted list in order to verify if his biological data are correct. If not, then it will be given him a form to be filled. When his name doesn't appear on the list and he has been registered on the list before, he presents his receipts and he will be registered again. Our hierarchy has instructed us to register them exceptionally, and this till to November 10th, 2024. There are about 5,357 persons who are in this case.
Despite the availability of the list in all 360 Elecam branches in Cameroon, the turnout for the consultation of the list is low. Elecam, however, is multiplying strategies to raise awareness about the importance of this crucial step in ensuring integrity and transparency of the electoral process in Cameroon.
Zofwa Njoya Sake, Regional Delegate of Elections Cameroon Southwest. The public has been sensitized through national and local radio stations, WhatsApp groups, messages, Twitters, and SMS. We have recorded one irregularity in Meme Division, where the name of an elector was not spare. Corrections have been made and sent to the National Biometric Hub to be effected.
With barely 2 weeks to the end of the consultation process, each voter has a power to act now by confirming their details so that they can decide who will become their leader in the upcoming presidentials.
In a related development, some 38,702 potential voters are currently verifying their names and personal information on the provisional electoral list of Elections Cameroon made public in different branches in the Adamawa region. We have details with Ellis Waji Banmia.
Across the Adamawa region, Elections Cameroon Council branches have set up systems for voters to cross-check their names against provisional electoral lists. Some of the over 38,000 voters checking their names and information on the list consider it a crucial step.
I checked the list and my information is correct. It feels more reassuring. I will be able to vote.
I am just from checking the list and I noticed that my date of birth is not correct. I hope that it will be updated. The Adamawa head of Elections Cameroon, Nana Jili Stefani, highlights that voters who notice discrepancies in their information have the possibility to make corrections.
When there are mistakes, we provide the individual with a document where he or she inputs the right information, which we will forward to the appropriate quarters for rectification before the final lists are printed.
Electors have until November 10 to verify the list and update their information. Ellis Waji Banmia, CRTV News, Ngaoundiri.
Political party leaders are actively engaged in updating electoral registers in the littoral region, where over 145,000 voters have registered. Several parties, including the Social Democratic Front, have reported irregularities and omissions and have reached out to Elecam's divisional branches for rectification. Gladys Atembachechuma Bandla reports from Douala.
As of August 31, 2024, the known updated electoral files of Elections Cameroon recorded more than 145,000 potential voters in the littoral region, an increase of more than 50,000 new voters. According to officials of Elections Cameroon, these figures are the result of the mobilization of actors of the electoral process in general and political parties in particular. While the process of updating electoral files is ongoing, the president of the CPP party, Edith Kawala, and the regional president of the SDF, Job Teofi Kwapnang, say Elecam could do better to avoid irregularities.
We go to register with biometrics. But interestingly, when you go on voters, you are no longer identifying yourself with your thumbprint, which you had already put into the system. When people are saying, I don't find myself on the voters register, they should be able to go somewhere very simply, give their thumbprint again, which they have already put into the system, and find out where they are.
Despite all the efforts we made to support Elecam, there was still fault. We had many complaints from the population we convinced to go and register. They cannot find their names on the list.
For André Bandakani, national president of the New Popular Movement, these opposition leaders are creating unnecessary controversy. They must respect the provisions of the electoral code. Gladys Atemba Chechumabanla, CRTV News, Douala.
The operation to publish the provisional electoral list is in line with moves to ensure that the electoral process is void of errors. As soon as the lists are made public, any political party or elector is expected to refer irregularities or omissions to the various Elecam branches concerned. In the write-up that follows, Winston Lebga examines the importance of the provisional list in the process of revising the electoral registers.
This is about updating the electoral register and grooming it. The revision operations updating phase includes entries regarding people who have attained voting age, those who have recovered their right to vote, and those who have changed their place of residence. Elecam reports say grooming involves adding or removing lists or certain categories of citizens. This means citizens who fulfill the conditions required by law and those previously omitted are added. We also have the category of deceased persons, plus people whose removal has been ordered by the competent judicial authority, those who no longer fulfill conditions required by law, and those whose names have been improperly entered or removed. The operation allows for political parties and voters to check the provisional lists to ensure that the following details are properly registered: place of residence, names, surnames, date, and place of birth of voters. The importance of this lies in the fact that an eligible voter who is duly registered should not be prevented from exercising his or her right to cast his or her ballot on account of material errors.
It is 15 minutes past 3 p.m., and you are listening to CRTV's Afternoon Edition. The 42nd anniversary of President Paul Biya's accession to power will be celebrated with pomp and fanfare across Cameroon by supporters of the CPDM. This is the directive issued by the party's Secretary General in a circular signed on October 23. Jean Kwete states that the exceptional longevity of the head of state reflecting the will of a majority of Cameroonians is worthy of celebration. Albert Njembonde has reviewed the document and now reports.
The CPDM sees the 42 years in power of President Paul Biya as an exceptional longevity of an exceptional head of state elected by an exceptional Cameroonian people in a country no less exceptional like Cameroon. An exceptional longevity which the CPDM party scribe Jean Kwete describes in his circular as one achieved through the prism of democratic vote and the will of a majority of Cameroonians constantly renewed in successive elections. Mr. Jean Kwete admits that it hasn't been a bed of roses, especially with some who betrayed the trust and confidence of the head of state, but that under President Paul Biya, and despite internal and external constraints, Cameroon has grown, its development is guaranteed, with solid and stable institutions, with a governing style that is unique to him. It is based on this uniqueness that Mr. Kwete is urging section presidents of the party to mobilize all party members and supporters to celebrate President Paul Biya in pomp and fanfare more than ever before.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
Digital innovation has been described as a valuable asset for Cameroon that, if properly harnessed, could accelerate the country's economic modernization. Minister of Post and Telecommunications Minet Libom Lilikeng made these remarks today at the Yaoundé Conference Center while officially launching the final workshop of the Cameroon International Tech Summit, a 10-month event. Karen Kubon completes that story.
The 10-month digital talent hunt, dubbed the Hackathon, started in January 2024 and has since then seen the organizers, Mountain Hub Cameroon, alongside its partners like the UN Development Programme and the GIZ, tour Cameroon's 10 regions with an ambition to create a national digital ecosystem of 1,000 young people to build solutions peculiar to their immediate communities. 350 of them have been in Yaoundé for a week now, grouped under 70 projects, which the chief executive officer of Mountain Hub, Ayugeta, says will then produce winners at the end of the three-day finale, whose projects will be sponsored for implementation in their communities.
We trained 1,000 of them. We brought 350 of them to Yaoundé as the leaders of this community. We've tested their resilience, and we think that they are ready. With the 72 hours hackathon, they've been working continuously for 6 days.
Digital solutions developed by the young people include, among others, smart agriculture, digital health, and ecotourism.
And this is happening at a time the phenomenon of hacking into electronic communication applications is on the increase, causing numerous inconsistencies for victims, from scams to obscene images, just to name but these. Rabiatu Njingi Abdulaziz spoke to an expert on how to avoid being hacked and put together this report.
For more than 3 days, Frank couldn't have access to his social media platform in his phone as a result of his phone being hacked.
The difficulty has been founding during many days. The day the man wrote to my correspondent, I saw that my WhatsApp was not more functioning.
After blocking his account, the hacker used the opportunity to demand for financial help from his contact.
But many of my correspondents know how I used to interact with them.
Reporting the matter to the Jusa police for the littoral region and Antique, certain preventive measures were dished out to prevent future occurrences.
I think that I've not been vigilant. They gave me some indication to protect my account and to protect my network.
It is worth mentioning that the law on cyber criminality seeks to protect human rights, in particular the right to human dignity and honor, and respect of privacy, so any defaulter should be ready to face the law.
And on to something else now. An awareness-raising caravan focused on accounting reform in Cameroon is currently on the way. Media professionals are participating in the one-day capacity-building workshop in Bankomo on the outskirts of Yaoundé, organized by the Ministry of Finance. Gu Henry is in Bankomo. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon and welcome to Bankomo on the outskirts of Yaoundé, where media practitioners from across the country are taking part in the capacity building workshop, the awareness raising exercise of actors on accounting reform in Cameroon is organized by the Ministry of Finance within phase 3 of the support project for financial governance. According to the facilitators from the ministry, the CERT accounting and budgeting system aims to improve the predictive management of expenditure as well as the state budget and accounting information. Its objective is, among other things, to support the elaboration of actions that will help boost liquidity of the single treasury account by improving its operation. It will also improve the public management information provided to citizens by enhancing transparency requirements in the management of public accounts and the accountability of managers of those accounts. The accounting reform will lead to more accurate information on the state's assets and costs of public services. Ngu Henry, reporting from Bankomo.
And in sports, the head coach of the men's national football team of Cameroon, Mark Brees, is expected in the days ahead to make public a list of players that will face Namibia and Zimbabwe in their last two matches in Group J of the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers. While the list is awaited, some players of the Indomitable Lions were active at club level over the weekend with varying results. Ben Collins, Newburyport.
In 9 matches of the English Premier League this season, Indomitable Lions winger Brian Bomo has found the back of the net 8 times. The 25-year-old attacker, who is second highest goal scorer in England so far, scored twice this weekend in their 4-3 victory against Ipswich Town. A difficult game for Brighton of Cameroon midfielder Carlos Baleba, who were held to a 2-2 draw at home by Wolves. Still in England, with one save, goalkeeper Andre Onana and Manchester United suffered a 1-2 defeat against West Ham at London Stadium. In the Spanish La Liga, Leganés of Cameroon midfielder Ivan Niu thrashed Celta Vigo 3-0. Niu played the entire game. In the Segunda Division, still in Spain, another midfielder of the Indomitable Lions, Martin Hongla and Granada, were beaten at home 2-1 by Levante. Over in the French League One, two Cameroonian centre-backs were instrumental in their clubs, Christopher Waugh of Rennes, that defeated Le Havre 1-0, and Jean-Charles Castellet of Nantes, who were beaten 3-1 by Strasbourg. The captain of the senior men football team of Cameroon, Vincent Aboubakar, is yet to score for his new club, Hetaspor, in the Turkish Super League. With Aboubakar in for 90 minutes this Saturday, the team lost by 0-1 to Kayserispor.
In more sports news, Bernard Kipkiru and Sharon Kipto of Kenya are the winners of the 7th edition of the Douala International Marathon, which ended yesterday. 2021 Mount Cameroon race winner Ali Muhammadu and Esperance Otomo Menduga are the two Cameroonians who made it to the podium in the event that witnessed the participation of more than 3,000 athletes. Harrison Ashutiko has the details.
The podium was dominated by Kenyans. Bernard Kipkiru was the fastest male athlete in 2 hours 30 minutes and 2 seconds. 2 minutes 32 seconds ahead of 2021 Mount Cameroon race winner Ali Muhammadu. Another Kenyan, Sistu Kwika, finished third. Even though Ali Muhammadu did not secure a gold medal, he gave his very best.
I have made a comeback from my injury. My objective was to get the best of myself.
In the women's category, Sharon Kipto and her compatriot Maureen occupied the first 2 positions, while Esperance Otomo Menduga grabbed the 3rd spot. Sharon Kipto outclassed her peers in 3 hours, 7 minutes and 57 seconds. In the semi-marathon, Mentan Cornelius covered the 21.1 kilometers in 1 hour, 3 minutes and 37 seconds. Meanwhile, Benny Adumata of Chad won the women's race in 1 hour, 16 minutes and 2 seconds. The Secretary General of the Cameroon Athletic Federation, Charles Kwokwote, applauds the Douala International Marathon as a nursery for future Cameroonian marathoners.
Last year we had Chupten Frank, before we had Foemi, and now we have Ali Muhammadu, which show us that we have many athletes who are coming.
The Minister of Sport and Physical Education, Narcisse Muele Kombi, who was accompanied by the Governor of the Littoral, Samuel Dieudonné Yvan Dibois, during the closing ceremony at the Douala Grandstand, congratulated both the athletes from 17 countries and the organizers for a successful event.
Now this.
The Minister of Finance, considering the significant interest observed in recent days regarding the filing of tax returns, hereby informs non-professional taxpayers subject to the annual personal income tax declaration that the deadline for submission has been extended to the 1st of December 2024. Additionally, the Minister of Finance commends the numerous taxpayers who have already voluntarily fulfilled this tax obligation. The Minister of Finance further emphasizes that non-compliance with this filing obligation will result in the enforcement of penalties as stipulated in the Manual of Tax Procedures. To further assist the concerned taxpayers in meeting their filing requirements, dedicated support teams have been deployed at their respective tax offices and within the Directorate General of Taxation, along with an online assistance mechanism including a toll-free call center 8200, an electronic assistance platform, help desk accessible via the homepage of the Directorate General of the Taxation's website, which reads www.support.harmony2.cm. A messaging service specifically for taxpayers residing abroad through the phone number 691-881-881. The Minister of Finance informs taxpayers, legal persons and legal arrangements that a nationwide awareness campaign on tax obligations relating to transparency and beneficial ownership will be organized from the 7th to the 29th of October 2024. The said tax obligations provided for by the 2023 finance law is part of efforts to combat tax evasion and money laundering. As a result, an IT platform has been put in place by the Directorate General of the Taxation to facilitate filing obligations by concerned taxpayers. Finally, the Minister of Finance invites concerned taxpayers to massively attend seminars organized to this effect in order to fully benefit from this awareness campaign. The Minister of Finance counts on the participation of all. Gain time, pay tuition and examination fees in just few seconds and in a very safe way. Dial *126*007# or go to minesecpay.cm. Enter your matricule, pay and download your receipt.
Now to end CRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our main point. There is outrage in Bamenda following the brutal killing of Councillor Njoko Frida. Municipal authorities of Bamenda too vow justice. Voter turnout across the country is lagging as election officials observe low participation in Elecam biometric data verification ahead of deadline. And in sports, the head coach of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon, Mark Breeze, will in the coming days publish a list of players to face Namibia and Zimbabwe in the last two games in Group J of the 2025 AFCON qualifiers. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Patience Wingo. Up next is a summary of the news in French with Eliane Matingo.
Bon après-midi. 6 novembre 2024, les Camerounais dans leur ensemble célèbrent dans quelques jours le 42e anniversaire de la cession de Paul Biya à la magistrature suprême. Une commémoration qui, comme de tradition, s'accompagne au sein du RDPC d'une correspondance de circonstances destinée à contextualiser l'événement et à orienter l'esprit de la célébration vers des sujets communs à tous. Mobilisation, confiance et soutien font partie des recommandations émises par le secrétaire général du comité central du parti, Jean Cuété. Election Cameroun, le directeur général Eric Essoussé invite les potentiels électeurs à consulter les listes affichées dans les antennes communales. C'est à l'effet de vérifier la conformité des informations données. Il rassure l'opinion publique de la transparence du processus conduit par son institution en vue de la mise à disposition des listes provisoires bien toilettées. Yaoundé abrite depuis ce matin la Cameroun International Tech Summit. Le ministre des Poste et Télécommunications, Minette Libom-Lilikeng, a présidé la cérémonie de lancement de cette foire numérique en compagnie du ministre de la Jeunesse et de l'Éducation civique, Mounouna Foutou. Un événement organisé par l'ONG Mountain Up qui donne l'opportunité aux promoteurs des start-up de présenter leur savoir-faire dans le domaine de l'innovation. En société, mort subite au cours d'une soirée nuptiale à Douala. La nommée Sorel Thomasé Djacha, héroïne du jour, a rendu l'âme alors qu'elle interprétait sa chanson préférée. D'après le commandant de la brigade de gendarmerie d'Aquanord, Hubert Bonassien Douna, les enquêtes sont ouvertes depuis hier dimanche. La dépouille de la victime a été déposée à l'hôpital général de Douala pour une autopsie. Sport, cyclisme, 35e tour du Faso, la 4e étape a été lancée ce matin entre Rio et Boromo pour une distance de 192,5 km. Sur la ligne de départ, 59 compétiteurs, parmi lesquels des Camerounais. Hier dimanche, au terme de la 3e étape, le Cameroun a été classé 2e meilleure équipe. Clovis Camzon Abosolo est 5e au classement général et Rodrigue Kwerenounawe occupe la 5e place au même titre que le vainqueur de toutes les étapes. Ces nouvelles et bien d'autres seront développées au cours du journal grand format le 17-18.